Oh, yeah.
And I sure appreciate him. Amen. Genesis chapter 19, starting at verse number 30. And Lot went up out of Zoar. I didn't know this. It meant a little place, so just a little, amen, town, if you will, out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave,
yeah.
He and his two daughters. My.
Oh, God.
Remember Lot, yeah. The man that had plenty?
Yeah.
The man that had all kinds of money?
Yeah.
The man that sat at the gate in Sodom and Gomorrah because he was raking in the moolah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, the man that had abundant cattle and animals and livestock and just more than he ever realized that he ever wanted. Amen.
Right.
But at the end of Lot's life, because he chose the things of the world and he chose gold over God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave. My.
Oh, God.
We're seeing the picture of a disastrous life. He and his two daughters. Now, that's bad, Brother Artie, but it gets much worse. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father to drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. It gets way worse, and the life of Lot ends in poverty and in incest and in a horrible way. Amen. If the Lord would help us for just a few moments tonight, this is what was on my heart today. Amen. I'd like to talk about the man that loved the world so much that he lost it. The man that loved the world so much that he lost it. Amen. I read a lot, and I was reading after a man that talked about Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And he said that he had been to the banks there, the Dead Sea, where they claimed that basically is over covers where Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities, used to be. Amen. And he said, unlike other cities of rubble, amen, of history that have been devastated, amen, they could not find pottery. They have not found much artifact that came from this place. Amen. Why? Because God utterly destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but you can read. I read through these chapters just before church. Start at 13. Go through 19. Amen. And when it gets down to the destruction of Sodom, I think it was in this earlier in this chapter right here. Amen. The Bible said, and God rained down fire and brimstone. It wasn't from a volcano. Amen.
Right.
I often thought that. Amen. You know, God just probably erupted a volcano. But the Bible said that it came down from out of heaven.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. And God destroyed these cities because they were so sinful, because they stunk in the nostrils of God. And God destroyed these cities. And to this day, there's no remains left that can be found of this place. Amen. An entire civilization appears that it just vanished. Amen. It's hard to comprehend that once the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah lied there by the south side of the Dead Sea. Amen. This man said that he had walked around that place. He had even climbed up to the mountains to get a bird's eye view to see. Amen. If he could possibly spot anything like thousands have down through the years. Amen. A few years ago, scientists were carefully excavating another site much like this of a city called Pompeii. Amen. That was destroyed in AD 79. And it suddenly erupted by a volcano, spilling millions of tons of molten rock on that city below, covering the inhabitants with just 20 feet. With 20 feet of lava. I mean, covered a city higher than the roof of this place. Amen. Was covered with lava that was from a volcano. Pompeii, I'm talking about. Amen. And while they were, amen, excavating that place, they said that they had found, amen, stoves that actually had, amen, loaves of bread. People was living everyday life. They had their bread in the ovens. Amen. They had their supper. Amen. They're cooking, trying to get ready. But one thing that I read that stood out to me, amen, that said shortly before one man's death, amen, that they found written, scratched upon the walls, amen, Sodom and Gomorrah, amen. As he saw that fire and brimstone coming down, it reminded him of how that God destroyed a city in the Bible days.
Right.
But Sodom, amen, was not destroyed of a natural phenomenon like a volcano. It was destroyed by, amen, unnatural. God's anger reached its zenith, amen. He would bear no more of it, praise God. Amen, that's right, homosexuality. God sent angels into the city to try to warn and try to stir these people. Amen, and they were so wicked that they tried to get to the angels that God sent down there. Blatant sin and blatant arrogance, amen. And it got to the place where God couldn't stomach it anymore. Amen. But first he sent his angels down into that doomed city to save the life of a man that Abraham began to cry for. Amen.
Right.
I read the account again. It never gets old, Brother Tommy. Amen. But God spoke to Abraham and said, Abraham, I cannot do this thing unless I first let you know. He said, but down there where your nephew, your father's son, Lot, is dwelling. Amen. It's sinful. It's wickedness. Amen. And I'm going to destroy that place.
Right.
And I wrote down just to, amen, give you a rundown. Abraham began to bargain with God, and he said, God, for 50 men, if you can find 50 righteous men down in that place, would you spare that city, and would you, amen, spare the people in that city? Thank God for somebody with compassion, amen. Oh yes. And God said, Abraham, for 50 people, I'll spare it for your sake. I tell you, Brother Tommy, I'd like to have enough persuasion and enough favor with God that I could pray like that, wouldn't you? And God would spare us city for my sake. Amen. Abraham knew then by the voice of God, amen, that there wasn't 50. So he said, God, for 45, would you spare it? And God said, yes, for 45, I would spare it. You know the story. He bargains. He drops down to 40. Would you spare it for 40? God says, yes. Abraham said, God, he drops down to 30 now. And he says, for 30, would you spare it? And God says, yes, for your sake, I would. 20, God, 20 for 20 righteous men. Oh, what a wicked town that must have been. Not even 20 men living for God. And God said, yes. So he gets all the way down to 10. 10 men. If you can find 10 righteous men, Abraham said, would you spare that place? And God said, for 10 men, Abraham, I would spare it for your sake. Hey, amen. And you know the story how that God could not even find 10 righteous men down in Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know the rest of the story, how that God, amen, destroyed that place. Amen. There are very few men of Abraham's stature, but amen, such as Daniel and Moses, men like that of the Old Testament, but men like Lot are a dime a dozen. Happy come, happy go. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, Lot made a fortune off of looting, amen, and lingering off of Abraham. Oh yes, that's the kind of person Lot was. He let his cattle mingle with Abraham's cattle. Amen. Abraham didn't care. He didn't care about materialistic things. All Abraham cared about was pleasing God. Amen.
Right.
Oh yes, he got to the place. They got down there, and old Lot, amen, had hid herdmans to move the stakes and change the borders and claim some water and hose that was his. It was really Abraham's. And the Bible said that Abraham's herdmen begin to squabble with Lot's herdmen.
Yeah.
Amen. Lot was trying to get some money. He was trying to get more. I'm talking about the man that loved the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lot wanted more of the world. He wanted more of the things of this life. Amen. So much that Abraham had to have a meeting. And he said, Lot, amen, it's time for us to split. You got to choose which way you want to go. And I'll choose which way I want to go. And you know the story. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Old Lot was rich. Amen. Great God. He had money and he had possessions. He had things that he wanted more than the things of God. Amen. So the time came that they had to split. And Abraham said, whatever way you decide to go, you take the right, I'll take the left.
Yeah.
If you take the left, I'll take the right. Right here is where you can tell the desire of a man's heart. And the Bible said that Lot looked out over the well-watered plains of Jordan. Amen. And he pitched his tent toward the bright, shiny lights of a place called Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, amen. Had he ever heard of that place? Well, I already told you. Amen. I believe he had heard of that place. How did he hear of it? I believe in the midnight hours. He heard his old uncle over there. Oh, God, would you save them wicked people down there? God, would you reach them before it's too late down in that sinful city? Hey, Lot knew he shouldn't have had no place down there. Lot knew he should have stayed out of Dodge City. Lot knew there wasn't nothing but no good down there. But he pitched his tent towards Sodom because he saw the world and he saw more. Give me more of the world. And he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Amen. Because he wanted the world. Amen. Woo! I love this. Amen. So that's the direction that Lot took. And the Bible said that Abraham, amen, went the other way, which is now, even to today, currently known as when God gave Abraham the promise. And he said, Abraham, step it off. Wherever your feet trod, that's the land I'll give you. I'll bless your seed. It'll be like the stars scattered in the heaven. It'll be like the sand on the shore. Hey, I'm going to bless you, Abraham. Abundantly. And this is, here's the difference. Lot pitched his tent toward that worldly sinful city, but Abraham went out into nothing. He left the Ur, the Chaldees. He left the place of home. He left mom and dad. He'd been seeking God, and old Lot was seeking gold. Hey, but the Bible said that when Abraham departed, Lot went toward Sodom. Abraham went toward what we know today as Israel. And the Bible said, and Abraham built there an altar. Hallelujah. Thank God in heaven for somebody that knows how to pray and knows how to get a hold of God. It's the altar that keeps the church rolling.
Yeah.
It's the altar that holds the family together. It's still that altar, amen, that'll keep us in the dark hour. I said,
yeah,
it's still the altar that'll hold America together.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Oh, yes. Hey, hey, man, come on now. And Lot lifted up his eyes and he headed that way. Hey, man, Lot had heard about that place. He desired that place. He wanted to get down there and have a little bit more of the world. He meant to have it. He soon became a part of that wicked city. He had achieved, hey, man, his highest and fondest hopes. Hey, man, he was wallowing in the dollars and every one of them was just counterfeit money. Amen. There are many men and women who have amazed fortunes in this world. Amen. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yes. You say, well, if I'm going to have anything in this world, do you say I got to be a sinner? No. There's men and women in this world who have did it honestly. They work hard. Amen. They climb to the top and they're successful in this world.
Right.
I tell you, Lot didn't have that attitude. He wanted easy money. He wanted crooked money. If a man would go down there and hang out with them sinful people in that sinful town, that goes to show you he didn't care about God. Hey, amen, Brother Tommy, I may never make anything in this life, but I'll guarantee you this. I ain't going to go down into Sodom and make friends with the devil. Come on now. Amen, if I got to live in the poorhouse from this day on, you'll not catch me, amen, rubbing elbows down in Sodom. Hey, I tell you, Lot, you might make something now, but it's going to run out. I said it's going to run out.
Oh, yeah.
The man that loved the world so much that he lost it all.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey. Amen. Make choices on your knees like Abraham did.
Oh, yeah.
Before you venture into the well-watered plains, take a hard look at the life you'll be choosing. Amen. Oh, yes. I could have made a lot of choices down through life, Brother Tom, but I've always tried to choose, amen, on my knees. Hey, come on, pray about it. Yeah, you ought to pray about the house you buy. You ought to pray about the car you buy. You definitely, Brother Kevin Lloyd preached as good as ever heard the will of God preached on in a young person's life yesterday. Amen. Amen. I tell you what he said. He said, pray about that companion that you're going to live the rest of your life with. Hey, that's important decisions of a young person's life. Lot was young, but he had his eyes in the wrong place. He had his eyes on the world and not on God. I come to tell us, I'm just about done, but I come to tell us, get your eyes on God. Get your knees in an altar and ask God's direction for your life. You end up in Sodom when God did not intend for you to be there. You end up in the wrong part of town. I tell you, I'd end up in places many times if I had not prayed about it. I tell you, I prayed, and God has spared me heartache. God has spared me scars. Hey, all because I prayed about decisions before I ever made them. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Woo! Hey, you want to be like them? Lot, if you'd asked Lot would have said this. I have no intentions on being like them. I'm just going to go down there and make a good living. Amen. Do they lift your spirit and fire the imagination of your mind? Examine your motives, Lot, in making your choices. Look at the dangers. Look at the temptations. But especially, look at the companionships you'll make down there. Do you have to part company with people of God and people of goodness to go down there and make new friends in that worldly place? Have you left your praying family back in the rock of salvation to go down to the shifting sands of Sodom? Amen. That shouldn't have surprised him. Hey, God, because up until this place, he had just, amen, if you will, stolen possessions that he had took from his uncle Abraham. Hey, amen, everything he got, amen, was basically just easy money up until this point.
You're right.
Woo! What happened? I'm going to preach to you here tonight. What happened to Lot? I tell you what happened to him, Brother J.R. He got down there and got comfortable right in the middle of that sinful living. Hey, and what happened? Hey, man, I'll tell you what happened. What is it? Verse number chapter 14. Hey, man, my Bible, my Thompson chain reads like this. The battle of four kings against five. I tell you what happened. Hey, man, somebody said there was the first war recorded in the Bible. Amen. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah were captured. Amen. They ran and fled for their lives. Amen. Those other kings came in. And they said they took the possessions of Sodom and Gomorrah. It even said they came and they captivated Lot. And they took what Lot had. Here Lot gave up God. He gave up everything in the world to have. Hey, I want to fit in. I want to be popular. I want to have. And he gave everything. Thing up. Amen. In his Christian home to go live in Sodom. Oh, amen. For it to be taken away. And Lot's possessions were taken. Amen. Down in Sodom. And he ended up in captivity.
Right.
Woo! Listen. I got to preach this out. Amen. Here he is. Down in there in the jailhouse. Probably didn't have a jail, but you know. Amen. He down there in the jail. And he's locked up. And he's thinking about all his money is gone. All of his cattle and his livestock are gone. Amen. Here I am. I've ended up in a bad place. But somebody escaped. And they ran and they told old Uncle Abraham. Guess what, Abraham? Lot's in trouble again. And Abraham, what was it? Got 318 or 330 something. I think it was 318. Amen. Men of his choice, men together. And they said, I'm going down to get old Lot out of trouble again. And he goes down and he busts old Lot out of jail. Amen. And he takes back the possessions. Amen. Come on. And the kings, amen, said, Abraham, take what you want. And he said, oh no. Amen. I love this.
Yes. He said, oh no, I don't want this sinful money. Amen. You keep it to yourself. Amen. Let's just say you made God's man rich. I'm a man of God. I don't take lottery money. I'm a man of God. I don't take from Sin City and call it God's. Hey. Amen. So Abraham went down. Amen. And he set things in order. He got Lot back out of jail and he gave them their possessions back.
Right.
If that had been me, I'm just about done. If it had been me, Brother Tom, and that happened as soon as I got out of jail and they took me back down to sit on my seat by the gate in Sodom, I tell you what I'd been, Brother Earl. I'd have been packing my bags just as quick as I could pack them and said, hey, Abraham, you can have anything. I'm going back to God's house. I'm going back down to where people love me. I'm going back down to the people of God. No, that's not what happened. He went back down and got satisfied in Sodom another time.
Yeah.
Woo! Here goes to show you the desire of a man's heart. He goes down and he's satisfied in Sodom again.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! And finally, the sin of that city was a stink before God. And God said, Abraham, I'm going to destroy this place. Amen. But I wanted to tell you first, God warned Lot more than once. Amen. Shortly. Praise God. Amen. After he got there, God warned him and warned him through this battle in his captivity. God warned him and God warned him.
Right.
Hey. Amen. But that next day, he was right back in that old lifestyle. You see, reformation is not sufficient. You need a rebirth. You need a rebirth of your values, of your principles, of your convictions. Yeah. You need to be made new. A brand new creature. Old things are passed away. Somebody said, I'm going to add Jesus. You need more than to add Jesus. You need to be transformed. You need to be reborn again. Somebody said, I've been born that way. I like what that old Sister Cantaloupe said on that comedian CD. If you've been born that way, you need to be born again. Hey, I come to tell us tonight, hey, you got to have a change in your heart. Amen. That old human nature will make the wrong choice time and time again.
Right.
Woo. That old human nature will get you in trouble every day.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Hey, every day it'll keep you in trouble. But you got to be born again. Hey, in a moment. Hey, man, come on. You got to be born. You got to give every day, every moment of your life to God. Lot couldn't change his life. He couldn't break loose from the grip that Sodom had on him.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Had it written down somewhere. I missed it. Amen. Praise God. Oh, it's on the back of this one. Amen. I got notes written everywhere. 2 Peter 2:7. Lot. Amen. Peter said Lot was down there and Lot was vexed with the filthy conversations of the wicked. What's that mean? Had a wickedness wore on him. It wore him. It wore him until it wore him down. Hallelujah. Hey! I said it wore him down. Lot couldn't change things. So back to Sodom he went. God had long since decided to destroy that city. Amen. Just as he will destroy this old world one of these days. But for Abraham's sake, he rescued Lot before the destruction began. Angels escorted him from the city. Can you imagine that? God sending an angel in to escort you out to safety. Placed by an angel, amen, on either side of you. But still, Lot lingered. Still, he could not get loose of Sodom out of his heart. And the Bible said that Lot lingered in that city.
Yeah.
Even though he knew it was going to be destroyed, even though God sent angels in there, he was still lingering in that place. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Woo! And so do you every time you pass that pastor's compassionate altar call. Amen. So do you. Amen. Every time. Amen. You know you need to lay some things down on the altar and get them out of your heart and get sanctified and get help. Amen. But no, you linger to those things. Why? Because you like it. Amen. Lot lingered because he liked Sodom. Hey, there was a place there that pulled at him instead of laying it down on an altar like Abraham learned to. Hey, come on, the world had a pull on Lot's heart. Amen. I come to tell us tonight, I'm done. I'm in my last few minutes. I come to tell us, I feel like God gave me a message in this house tonight. Amen. For somebody to find an altar and get some things squared away. God, I'm not going to carry hard feelings. I'm not going to carry bitterness. I'm not going to carry ungratefulness. I'm not going to carry unfaithfulness. But God, I'm going to get it settled today.
Yes.
Woo! You're just like Lot. You love this old world so much. And just like Lot, you'll lose it one day.
Lose it.
Lot ended his days living in a cave, involved in drunkenness and in incest. He was a disgrace to human society. Sheep, shepherds in that vicinity may have seen him occasionally stumbling along the mountain path with tears, leaving a trail through the dirty stubble. Amen. His hand still reaching out to an imaginary place, mumbling, Sodom, Sodom. But when you looked to where he reached, there was nothing there. It was gone. Amen. But Lot, the wealthy man, Lot, the man that had his pockets padded, the Lot that had, the man that had everything he would ever want, amen, riches in abundance, like the rich man. Amen. I'll lay up my treasures. I'll build bigger barns. Amen. I've got enough to last me from here on out. But what he didn't realize is, amen, tonight my soul shall be required of thee. That rich man lost everything the same way Lot lost everything. When you get your eyes on this world, it's in the wrong place. Look at Lot, the wealthy man, living in a cave.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too graphic here. His whole life had been pursuing an illusion. Isn't the devil a perfectionist at that?
Yeah.
He shows us beautiful pictures, and our whole life we pursue something that we think we're going to obtain, but it's never even really there. Never even really there. Oh, you'll have plenty. You'll have that beautiful woman. Like they show on a camel, a big old camel, and a woman dressed in modest up there smoking a cigarette that long. You'll have fun. Come do this. I wish on the next stands over, they'd show you 6'4 St. Mary's.
Right.
And people that weighed more, much or more than me at one time. And they're way skinnier than Earl. Amen. By the time cancer gets done with them. Woo! Hey, man, it's a sad sight. It's a sad sight to see somebody, Brother Darrell, that can't even get grasp of breath to breathe.
Right.
Hey, man, I've always, that's one thing I hated. I always hated respiratory because I didn't like that, to see somebody gasping for another breath. Hey, man, can't catch a next breath. Smothered because he can't get a breath. Amen. Why? Because they sought after an illusion. They thought I could finally obtain it one day. But they didn't realize it's never even there to obtain. The only happiness that there's ever in this world, the only true peace that's ever in this world, is an altar that Abraham made. And every decision in his life was based upon the will of God. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done. Abraham died a hero of the faith. The same man I read about the Dead Sea, where they say the south side of the sea there overcovers, amen, what used to be the town, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. That same man said you can go right on down the road there. And they got a cliff and a rock. That's a national monument. And they claim, I'd love to go over and see it.
Yep.
Woo! We'll have to go over one day, Brother Tom, before we get to it. Amen. They say over there is a national monument. Amen. And thousands every year come by and pay tribute to the grave of Abraham. Hallelujah. Hey, Lot's done sinned. Amen. He died in a cave somewhere. Amen. He lived for an illusion. He lived for something that wasn't there. But I tell you, Abraham lived for God. He was seeking a city whose builder and maker
was God. He didn't care about the world. He didn't care about riches. He cared about God. And he died. And he's still a patriarch of the faith today.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Stand with me in this house. Abraham died a hero. Woo! Amen. But Lot died up in a cave, Brother Artie. Listen here. I'm done. It gets worse. He died up in a cave. Jesus. Poor, wretched,
yeah.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, I'm not going to get too graphic. So you, I told you, it ended in incest. His daughters came in and said, let's trick our daughter, our dad.
Yeah.
They got him drunk. The eldest come in.
Yeah.
She bare a child and named his name what? Some of you know. Moab. And then Moab is still a thorn in Israel's side today.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Hey, the second born come in and bore a son, named his name Ben-Ammi, which is also known as the Amorites. And they have been a thorn in Israel's side unto this day.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Sin will stick with you, not only through your life, but through your children's life,
yeah,
and through their children's life. It'll be a generation. It'll be a generational curse down through the years. But God said, choose you this day who you will serve. Amen. Choose to serve God. Choose to build an altar. Choose to stand strong. Choose to live faithful. And God will bless your life. And he'll bless your children and your children's children. And God will be a member, amen, in your life.
Yes, God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So what is it for you tonight? Brother Jason, this is our message on Sunday night. I apologize. If it didn't float your boat, this is all I have, Brother Earl.
Come on,
on Sunday night. Amen. This is what fell on my heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Which way are you going to go? There's some of us, we got to make our mind up which way we're going to go. There's some of us, we got to figure out what is priority in our life. Am I going to keep dib-dabbing around down there in Sodom? Amen. Am I going to keep, amen, whammy-pamming around in my life and live my life going in a circle, not know which way? That's the life of Lot. But Abraham built an altar and said, I'm going to pray through God's will in my life. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to pray through. Amen. And whichever way God leads, that's how I'm going to go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now we sing a song, Father Abraham. Amen. Had many sons. Many sons had him and kids. Father Abraham. Amen. I am one of them. And so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Hey, come on. We won't get into all that. Right arm, left arm, right. Amen. But thank God for the children of Abraham. Thank God for a man that stood and he stayed out of Sodom. Thank God he stayed out of that wicked city and he's made his mind up. I'm going to serve God.
Yeah.
Sister Donnie talking about Enoch's day. The Bible said by the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, and they did that which was evil continually until the Bible said in the sixth chapter of Genesis that God repented that he ever made man. But there was an Enoch that said, amen, all my generations are wicked and they're evil, and I'm going to walk with God.
Right.
Ooh, hallelujah. Man, oh man. Hey, I'm going to call us in these altars. Let's take this important tonight. This is important. Amen. Some of you need to find you an altar here and say, I'm going to walk with God in a wicked generation. I'm going to walk with God in a dark hour. I'm going to build me an altar. Amen. We're going to pray together. We're going to stay together. Hey, amen. You're having trouble in your home? Build an altar and have prayer. Build an altar. Build your life around God. Build your life around the things of God. Put God first in every aspect of your life. And God will bless. And God will continually bless your generations. Choose God first. Come on, church. Come on. Find a place in this house. Hey, don't be the man that loved the world so much that he lost it. Come on, come on, come on.
Woo!
Come on, church. Come on, church. Oh God, I've got to build an altar.
For the hungry and the cold, for the free. God of mercy. And every sin sings of the
Thank you.
For the